This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. We'll head out to the phones here. Welcome on Max Chadwick to the program, Pro Football Focus. You can find him on Twitter at CFB Max Chadwick. Max, first and foremost, man, appreciate you jumping on, making some time for us here on a Monday morning. There's a couple things I wanted to get into, but I wanted to just start with the Commanders and their overall roster grade. I know PFF put together a roster grade for, or a roster, they ranked the rosters, rather, of every team in the NFL last week. Washington came in at number 11. When you just look at a broad view of Washington's roster, what sticks out to you?
Yeah, obviously, I think last year they overperformed a lot, right? I think a lot of it had to do with Jaden Daniels coming in and having, you know, one of the best rookie seasons we've ever seen from a quarterback, but by all stretches, it was still one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and the supporting cast still wasn't the best for Jaden Daniels either. So it just even shows even more how much of a superstar he can be in the NFL with how good he was in leading Washington all the way to the NFC title game this past year. I think they improved the supporting cast a lot this offseason, obviously trading for an all-pro left tackle in Laremy Tunsil, getting Deebo Samuel into that receiver room as well, drafting Josh Connerly Jr., in the first round as well, too. So they definitely improved the supporting cast a lot. The defense is still going to be a little bit of a question mark, but I like some of the moves they did on that side of the ball as well. But, yeah, I think Washington, roster-wise, even though they made it all the way to the NFC title game, is still probably not one of the elites in the NFL. But when you have an elite quarterback like Jaden Daniels, that can make up for a lot of the deficiencies in your roster.
Defensive line is a position group that we have had many passionate conversations about on this particular station. I don't think that they are very good on the defensive line. What do you see when you look at them?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I actually, you know, as good as Josh Connerly Jr. was, you know, I'd rather prefer them maybe go after one of the top edge rushers in this past NFL draft with that first-round pick. And they didn't do it. And I think Josh Connerly Jr. is a really good player who should, you know, maybe not start immediately for Washington, but he'll be a long-term starter eventually down the road for them. But, yeah, that defensive line, like you said, D-tackle is not great. Edge rusher was rough last year as well. It doesn't look great for next year. And I was a big fan of Jerzon Newton coming out of Illinois a couple years ago out of college, and I thought he was a steal in the on day two of the draft, and I thought he should have been a first-round pick. So I think, you know, in year two, maybe you could see a big jump from him, but he wasn't great in his rookie year. And then, you know, Javon Kinlaw has struggled his entire career. Don't love the contract he got. Deron Payne is just an okay player, I thought, as well. And then obviously the edge room with Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise is probably one of the worst in the NFL. So I still think that defensive line for Washington should be one of the worst in the NFL next year. And you're hoping for a year two breakout for Jerzon Newton.
What does Johnny Newton have to do to overtake Deron Payne as the defensive tackle one in that room?
Yeah, I think it's a little stronger against the run. I think, you know, when I was watching his tape from this past season, he just kind of got washed out of place too much. And it makes sense, you know, going from the college to the NFL, the linemen are bigger and stronger and more technically sound. It can be harder to defend the run than it obviously was in college. But get a little stronger, more stout against the run is what I would say for Jazan Noon. I think as a pass rusher, you definitely saw some flashes from him last year, but I definitely want to see him get, you know, a little more bullish at the point of attack where he could get into the backfield.
Max Chadwick with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show from Pro Football Focus. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. Where is Deebo Samuel going to be used in this offense, do you think?
Everywhere. I think that's the best thing for him. So you just use him all over the offense, and Cliff Kingsbury can get very creative with him in his offense. So I'm excited to see what his usage is. But he's a guy that is just a weapon. You know, calling him a wide receiver, he is a wide receiver, but he's just really a weapon in that offense. You give him carries out of the backfield, screens, design touches, even some downfield throws too. So I'm just excited to see what he could do in this offense. It's kind of a different element of a receiver than what they already have in Terry McLaurin.
So when you look across the NFL, Philadelphia is largely considered the best team in the NFL. In the NFC in particular, who would you say is second to Philly?
Yeah, that's a good question. I probably still say Detroit right now. I think that's probably the team I would still put up there as maybe the next best team in the conference. Now, I think there is a question mark with the Lions, considering they lost both their coordinators to head coaching jobs. So they have to replace both coordinators, who both were star coordinators, obviously, in Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. So that's definitely a question mark there. But roster-wise, it's still one of the best offenses, best rosters, I should say, in the NFL. You bring back Aiden Hutchinson from injury, who hopefully can bounce back to what he was, because what he was last year, I mean, he was looking like the defensive player of the year before he went down with that injury. And then offensively, you got, you know, a really good offensive line, a good receiving core. Jared Goff is at least an above-average quarterback, great run game as well. And then, you know, there's a lot of young pieces in that defense I'm a big fan of too. So there is a question mark with the new coaching staff, but I do think Detroit right now is probably the next best team after Philadelphia.
How much longer, and this is a final NFL question before we get to some college football stuff, because there's a lot we got to talk about there. But how much longer do you think Kansas City sits atop of the mountain in the AFC, or do you think they have finally reached the point where they're a little too old at certain positions?
Honestly, as long as they have number 15 back there under center, I'm never going to say the Chiefs are ever out of it in the AFC. I mean, listen, Patrick Mahomes has started 7 years in the NFL, and all 7 years he's been to at least the AFC title game, right? So who am I to say it's going to end in 2025? Now, I agree with you. Their roster is getting a little bit older. Travis Kelce did look like he lost a step last year. But, you know, I think they're hoping to find some new weapons. I mean, obviously, Rashee Rice coming back from his injury from last year and still is looming off-field issues too. But Xavier Worthy, they drafted in the first round, hoping he can be a deep threat. He did show flashes of that last year. They made some moves on the offensive line too. We'll see what happens with that, with Josh Simmons coming in, the first-round pick. And they have some good players in defense. Obviously, the best part of the Chiefs last year, I thought, was the defense. It actually wasn't Patrick Mahomes. The defense is actually one of the best in the NFL, and it should remain that going into next year too. So as long as Andy Reid's coaching, as long as Patrick Mahomes is throwing the football, yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs are absolutely going to be in the thick of it in the AFC.
Max Chadwick, my guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. You can find him on Twitter at CFB Max Chadwick. Let's transition to college football, Max. It's been a little busy over the last week or so. We had the SEC meetings, of course, last week, and we got word that a seeding change is likely to come in the college football playoff. Do you think that in the position that we are at right now, people are starting to make changes to the format a little too quickly in the playoff?
Yeah, it's, you know, it is alarming how quickly, you know, we went from, you know, back in, I think it was 1998, we went from just voting for a national championship to say, okay, let's do a national championship game with two teams. And that lasted for, what, 16 years, really? And then we got to a four-team playoff, and that lasted for a decade. Now we're in a 10 to a 12-team playoff, and now it's only going to last for really 2 years, right? So it's kind of crazy how you go from a two-team system that lasted for nearly 20 years to a four-team system that lasted for 10 years, now a 12-team system that's lasting for maybe 2 years, right? So it just seems like we're accelerating this a little bit too quickly, but I don't think a 16-team system is actually the worst thing in the world. I do want to stop after that, though. I don't think we should be going to a 24-team or even larger than that, because I think that would devalue the regular season a little bit, which is honestly the best part of college football. I think it's the best regular season in sports, honestly, the college football regular season. So I think the 16-team system is interesting. I'm not against it at all. The format of it is going to be a little interesting too, because they might have more automatic bids for like four for the SEC, four for the Big Ten, two for the Big 12, two for the ACC, and then the rest are, you know, at least one group of five team then at large. I don't hate that model. I know they're debating a lot of different models of it as well, but I don't hate the 16-team system, but you're right. It is pretty insane that we're only going to have really maybe 2 years of the 12-team playoff before you move up to 16 teams.
Is it starting to feel like by 2030 it's just going to be Super League, Big Ten versus SEC?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you know, it does feel like if you're not in the Big Ten of the SEC right now, you might be getting left behind a little bit. I still think, obviously, we still have a lot of great programs in the ACC and in the Big 12 that are going to, you know, remain right now. So I don't think we're going to ever, you know, I don't think we're going to get to that point soon where it's just going to be two conferences competing for it. And I would hate for that to happen too, just, you know, getting rid of so much other great things about college football. Like, there's more to college football than just the Big Ten and the SEC, honestly, right? So,
right.
But it does feel like a little bit like the Big Ten and SEC are kind of separating themselves a little bit from the pack. It's like, hey, you know, we are very clearly the two best conferences in the sport. We deserve, you know, priority over everyone else right now.
So I know we're a ways away from the start of the season, but I just love talking about college football. A lot of people are pointing to Drew Aller as the top quarterback entering the season. Are you in camp Drew Aller, or do you think the best quarterback is somebody else?
No, I think Aller's a top five quarterback in the country. I think he still has some issues with his footwork and his accuracy that make me, you know, hesitant to call him the best quarterback in America. But I definitely would say he's a top five quarterback in the country. I would say the best one right now is honestly Kate Klubnik from Clemson, which I was kind of surprised. If you told me that I would say that last year, I would say you're crazy. But he had an unreal year this past year. I thought he was a top five quarterback in the country. He was excellent in the college football playoff game against Texas, who has one of the best defenses in America as well. I was blown away by Kate Klubnik this past year. So I would say he's the best right now. And then there's some other guys that I'll throw in that mix too, like Sam Leavitt from Arizona State, Drew Allard, Garrett Nussmeier, guys like that. DJ Lagway should have a big year. Arch Manning could have a really massive year at Texas. I still think Carson Beck's a really good quarterback. I think kind of Georgia's receiving core let him down a lot last year. But yeah, Drew Aller is definitely in that mix right now. There's no clear-cut answer for number one, but I would give the slight nod to Kate Klubnik right now.
Do you think South Carolina can replicate some of the success they had? It feels like they have years where they're good. We think, all right, this next year they're going to be really good, and then they fall off a little bit. Is this finally the year that Beamer puts two really, really good years together?
They could. I would say they're a very volatile team because I think Lenore Sellers, even though he's one of the most physically talented quarterbacks in America, he's very inconsistent right now, so I kind of hesitate to call him one of the best in the country like some others are doing right now too. Dylan Stewart's a freak athlete, an edge rusher, right, so they have him. But there's a lot in the roster they lost from last year, and that defense is really the reason why they were such a good team last year. They lost a lot from that defense from last year too. So I'm a little hesitant to call them a true playoff contender right now. I think they're more like a top 20 team in college football, and I probably won't predict them to make the playoff next year.
You mentioned Kate Klubnik. Do you think Clemson gets back atop of the ACC as a legitimate powerhouse?
Yeah, I am all in on Clemson next year. I actually think right now they're the best team in the country. I think, you know, Kate Klubnik, you have him as who I consider to be the top quarterback in America. You have one of the best receiving corps in college football. You have a top 10 offensive line, at least in my opinion, in college football. The best D-line in the country, in my opinion. You have one of the best linebacker units in the country and one of the best secondaries in the country. I think Clemson right now is my pick to win the national title next year for all those reasons. I'm pretty all in on the Tigers next year.
And everybody started making fun of Dabo Swinney for not using the portal. Then he finally does, and they're going to get good again, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, Dabo Swinney... He did add a couple players in the portal. He's still very much building his roster off of high school recruiting. But listen, when you recruit at the level that Clemson does, bringing a top five, top 10 class every single year, you're still going to be one of the top teams in college football. And they do a really good job of keeping their talent as well in that program. Like a lot of the top players, you don't really see them leaving Clemson, right? So that's another great thing that Dabo Swinney does. Do I wish he used the portal a little bit more? Probably. But he still should have one of the best rosters in the country next year with what he's done recruiting-wise.
Max, appreciate the time, man. This has been a lot of fun. I can't wait for the start of college football season. It can't get here soon enough. Appreciate you, man.
Of course. Neither can I. Appreciate you guys.
That is Max Chadwick, Pro Football Focus. You can find him on Twitter at @CFBMaxChadwick. I always love talking college football. You guys know that. I'm a college football sicko. So anytime we can have those conversations, I'm all for it. You can get Clemson right now at most sporting books at 13-1 to win the national championship. I don't hate that at all, especially seeing as they are built from the defensive side out. That defensive line, if you look back at some of the great Clemson teams, when Dabo was at the peak of his power, if you will, I mean, Deshaun Watson led one of the teams to a national championship, obviously, but that Trevor Lawrence national championship, Trevor Lawrence was a good quarterback that year, but if you look at that defensive line, good God, they were stacked with talent, NFL talent. In fact, Cleveland Farrell was on that team. Christian Wilkins, who now plays in Las Vegas, was on that team. They were just packed to the gills, built through the defensive line. So if that's the version of Clemson that we're going to get in 2025, and you can get them now at 13-1, I'm telling you what, I'm sprinkling a little bit of something on Clemson to win the national championship. We'll have more college football, obviously, as we get closer and closer to the season. Y'all know that Kevin's a sicko about it as well. When we get back, we're talking Commanders. Ben Standing is going to join us, talk a little bit about OTAs and what is next to come in the offseason for Washington. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.